Alongside us here are a number of trees, and these have all been planted by people who have come here specifically to show that they too see the Magna Carta as at the heart of freedom and independence and democracy. Just to the right of the path is a stone underneath an oak tree. The tree was planted here by Narasimha Rao, the Prime Minister of India, in 1994. Chintan Chandrachud is a barrister and a lecturer in constitutional law at Oxford University.
So there's an interesting political context to the laying of this stone. The state was under some criticism about their human rights record, about the fact that there was custodial violence and police brutality. And what India did in response to that criticism was to set up a human rights commission called the National Human Rights Commission of India in 1993. Now, the state visit by Prime Minister Narasimha Rao follows shortly after that development. So the idea was to convey to the world that India was moving in a certain trajectory.
India was obviously under the rule of Britain for a large chunk of the 19th century, and you'd have thought that perhaps they would have wanted to go in a different direction. Why the Magna Carta?
On the one hand, there was a sense of colonial continuity, because you had an entrenched set of institutions that were established in India, and in some ways that were working quite well. So you had courts, you had an administrative service that was already established and that was working reasonably well. On the other hand, there was a recognition that it was a time for change and that it was really a time for social revolution and transformation. So on the one hand, although inspiration is drawn from a British document, it is drawn with a view to transform the state of the nation in the years to come.